being outside.
All right, thank you, Kelly. All right, Kelly, is everybody back?
Yes, except Jeff.
Okay, we're just waiting for Jeff here.
I think we can proceed.
I think you won't mind.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's okay. True. All right. The board is back from our closed session. Is there a motion to go back on the record? This is, go ahead,
Cheryl. I'll make a motion to go back on the record.
This is Ralph Pittman. I second the motion. We will do a roll call. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Shane Yardley.
Yes.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
We couldn't hear you, Wendy. It looks like you're on mute.
Yay.
Yay, okay. Curtis Nielsen.
Yes.
Derek Bradley.
Yes.
A quorum of the board being present, the board. Has the following recommendations. The board finds the allegation in the order to show cause. Case number OSC 2024-136, the following allegations to be factual. Number one, on May 9th, 2024, respondent was issued a license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. Number two, respondent's license was immediately suspended until respondent completed an evaluation was found fit to practice, which respondent's license was to be placed on probation for a subject to certain terms and conditions for a period of 5 years. Respondent signed the stipulation order in case number Doppel 2024-136, wherein respondent was found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct. Number three, respondent's license was subject to this period of probation based on respondent's admission that her previous license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Texas had been placed on similar probation. Sanctioned for non-compliance with the probation's terms and later placed on inactive status for continued non-compliance. Four, on May 30th, 2024, the stipulation order was amended to terminate the suspension of respondent's license and license was placed on probation for five years subject to the terms and conditions of the stipulation and order. Five, among the terms and conditions of the stipulation and order, respondent was required to abstain from the use or consumption of drugs and alcohol and to participate in testing protocols for drug and alcohol use. The testing protocols required respondent to contact the division's contracted testing agency, Spectrum Compliance Daily, verify whether she was required to submit a sample for testing. In the event of testing agency provided notice during a check-in, respondent was required to report to the designated testing site to submit a sample for testing. Respondent was required to meet with the board or division. In paragraph 8.1a, submitted documentation to the division verifying her participating in professional support group or 12-step program. In paragraph 8.1q, submit employer reports to division. Paragraph 8.1r, notify division of any criminal charges or arrest. Number 6, after assigning the stipulation order in case number DOPPEL 2024-136, respondent violated the terms and condition of her license probation as follows. Respondent failed to cause respondent supervisor to submit an employee evaluation report respondent on January 1st, 2025 in violation of paragraph 8.1r of the stipulation and order. B, respondent failed to submit a report of attendance of group support or 12-step meetings, report of January 5th, 2025, as required by paragraph 1AQ of the stipulation and order. C, respondent missed mandatory daily check-ins from February 25th through July 21st, 2025, in violation of paragraph 8.1J of the stipulation and order. In case number DOPPEL 2024-136, this represents 139 missed check-ins from as shown in Exhibit 4. Compliance report from that's a compliance report from February 25th, 25 to July 21st, 2025. D, respondent failed to appear for drug and alcohol testing on March 6th and March 18th, April 18th, May 20th, June 2nd, and July 22nd, 2025, in violation of paragraph 1.81J of the stipulation order case number DOPPEL 2024-136, and respondent failed to attend Board of Nursing meeting on March 13th, 2025, as required by a paragraph 8.1A of stipulation and order. And F, respondent failed to notify the division of her arrest on March 23rd, 2025, and her later charged with one count of driving under the influence, a Class B misdemeanor in violation of paragraph 8.1Z of stipulation and order in case number DOPPEL 2024-136. G, respondent failed to notify the division of her arrest on April 16th, 2025, and her later charged with one count of driving under the influence, a Class B misdemeanor in violation of paragraph 8.1Z of stipulation and order in case DOPPEL 2024-136, and grounds for denial of licensure or discipline proceeding in this state include when the licensee has engaged in unprofessional conduct as defined by statute or rule, Utah Code 58 TAC 1, TAC 401 2A, and that 8 unprofessional conduct and further is defined to include in relevant part violating the terms and orders governing a license in Utah Code 58-1-5012AXV. Additionally, the board makes a recommendation that respondent has engaged in the acts as noted above and practices and missions as alleged herein, and that by engaging the above acts, practices, and omission, respondent has been found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct and violated the terms and conditions of her probationary license as alleged herein, and that an order be issued revoking respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah for a period of 5 years, that the requiring respondent to submit a drug and alcohol testing for be requiring respondent to submit a drug and alcohol testing for 1 year prior to submission of an application to the division for relicensure as a registered nurse according to the testing protocol set forth in the stipulation order in case number DOPPEL 2024-136. And C, requiring respondent to complete a substance use disorder and mental health evaluation and a physical evaluation with the division approved licensed providers within 60 days preceding her reapplication, which clearly indicate respondent can safely resume practice as a registered nurse, and impose such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate under Utah Code 58-1-401-2A. Is there a motion regarding the following information that has just been presented to the division? This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion that the information presented, that the allegations in the order to show cause, case number 2024-136, as the board has presented, are true and factual as they have been presented, and the recommendations of the board regarding the the order to show cause be implemented as far as revocation of license and all other testing and evaluations as presented. Is there a second?
This is Curtis, I'll second.
Curtis seconds the motion. We'll do a roll call. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Rob Pittman, aye. Cheryl Stedman?
Aye.
Shane Yardley?
Aye.
Wendy Russin?
Aye.
Curtis Nielsen?
Aye.
Derek Bradley?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. There are no abstentions and no objections to the motion. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Ms. Wheatley will receive a copy of the director's final order once it is issued. That will be sent to her by her address or email as noted with the division at this time. Does the state have any questions regarding this matter at this time?
No.
All right, that concludes this matter in regards to the informal hearing for Ms. Susan Wheatley. Again, I will note it is 9:45 a.m. and have not seen Ms. Wheatley join this meeting by video, or have I seen or heard her join the meeting by phone. Again, it concludes this portion of our agenda regarding this matter regarding Ms. Wheatley. Our next informal hearing is not scheduled until 10:30 this morning. In regards to that, is there any questions anybody might have as we proceed? All right, I am showing that it is 9:46. Let's go off the record. Everybody, please be back on at 10:25 so we can be ready for our next agenda item. Kelly?
Yes.
We'll go off the record now.
Thank you.